It can be without, you know, I suppose, proper supervision. If parents aren't around, maybe, like, you don't have to be 100% watching all the time, but maybe sometimes parental locks help. Maybe is that stopping them from looking at too much stuff? So I suppose, you hear about shared accounts, you heard about just kind of supervision really more so, and just limiting amount of what they can see at a time, I guess, that way.
And if I was to ask you as well, in terms of what kids, like, you know, might be looking at or might be exposed to, you know, like violence, drugs, pornography, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff, what would you think would be the thing that would be most concerning to you personally?
That's a hard question, because they're all bad. They're all bad in their own way. Probably violence overall, I suppose, at a top. I mean, they're all kind of affecting the brain in early ways, and then they kind of look at that and then grow up with it. They kind of get used to it. But I suppose violence in general, they think what's normal, or maybe with racism or picking out someone just because they're different. Things like that. Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
But do you think it kind of boils down to supervision at the end of the day? That some people say that parents give their kids far too much freedom when it comes to the internet.
Yeah, and showing them technology at a way too early age. Like, you know, you see in restaurants, I mean, I don't have a child, so maybe I can't say much, but you just see the restaurant, like, the mom or the dad just throws the phone at the child and let them watch it, and you're like, oh, like, because then they're, you know, they literally hold on to it, and then they think they need it for them to calm down, but they don't. So I think it just starts from an early age, and they think phone is an escapism. So yeah, it's just like learning how to, like, I suppose maybe more the old-fashioned ways, throw them outside, throw them on a tree, or run around in the muck and that kind of thing. So yeah, fact.
Oh, easily, yeah. I'll give you one really good example. I'm not big on social media personally. One I use is Reddit. And for the most times you get, like, funny memes, catch up on news, sports and all that. But it just takes a quick second to type in a bad word and there you go. You get a lot of some nasty stuff on that, as an example.
And we talk about nasty stuff. I mean, of all the things kids might be exposed to, like, there's, you know, sex, pornography, violence, drugs. I mean, anything you can think of, it exists on the internet. And as you said, yeah, it's so easy to find it, even by accident. What would you think would be the biggest concern for you in terms of what kids might be accessing of all those things?
I suppose one of them definitely be, like, kids now. Like, when I first got my first mobile phone, I was 13. I can imagine nowadays kids are getting mobile phones at, like, at the age of 5 and stuff, so they can play Flappy Bird or Angry Birds, all those stuff. But when they start accessing pornography easily, that can easily just ruin their innocence as a child, because obviously they don't fully understand the concept behind it and why people do it and all that. And it can really kind of change their perception of how, for example, what sex is meant to be like. And at such a young age, monkey see, monkey do, and worse things could come upon it as well. Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely can be a dangerous place, because if you give them phones at such an early age, like, for example, with me, I had a phone at 12, but I kind of wish I waited to a later stage just to, you know, grow, help my mind grow it a bit just before I go on to the phone. But yeah, it definitely can. I think with the right supervision, if they're going to do it at a young age, it should be fine. But yeah, it's just not to give it to them at an early age, and it should be okay.
And then again, of all the things kids might be looking at on their phone, or that things people, you know, things that people might send them, or that, or things they might just stumble across, what would you be most concerned about, do you think?
So I think one of the major concerns is when you meet strangers online and they want to meet up, but you really have no idea in terms of, like, what type of person you could be meeting and all that. So that's definitely the most dangerous aspect, in my opinion. But yeah, just try not to do that. But, like, there's obviously multiple other things, but that's the most dangerous, in my opinion.
It could be an incredibly dangerous place, especially with websites such as Twitter. There are things on it that are very not safe for children to look at. Like, I've seen horrible stuff. I'm 19. I shouldn't even be seeing the stuff that's on there.
Nobody should.
Yeah, nobody should. It's horrible. Like, I don't even know how to describe some sort of stuff I've seen.
And, like, in terms of all the things kids might possibly see online or be subjected to, you know, things I've been asking people are, like, violence, drugs, pornography, sexual imagery, all that kind of stuff. What do you think would be, like, something you'd be most concerned about kids having access to?
Sexual imagery, because there's a lot of people who are going to try and take advantage of people, especially kids, on the internet. So they should be just banned outright. You should have your ID checked or something like that. You cannot be a kid me on it, because you can just lie. Like, are you 13? You just click the box and then you're on.
And it's not uncommon these days to see kids that can barely walk using tablets and phones and that kind of thing. Do you think kids in general, younger kids, have too much kind of unsupervised access to technology?
Yeah, far too much unsupervised. Though a lot of apps are now having kids modes that parents can turn on, which I think is very good.